Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson, and our devotional today will consider the road to the departure of God's glory. You know, when we as Christians have known this close relationship with the Lord through faith in Jesus Christ, and of course that's the only way a person becomes a Christian, to be born again, to be born into the family of God through faith in Christ and His finished work on the cross, that makes a man or a woman become a Christian. Being born into a family, into a home where the mother and the father are both Christians does not make a person a Christian. God doesn't have grandchildren. Everyone who is in God's family has entered into a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ for one's self. Well, when we enter into this relationship, it is something we should never desire to depart from. And we really don't want that. When you enter into the family of the Lord through faith in Christ, there is a desire to ever grow closer to Him. But there are things that come into the life that affect this relationship. We can grieve the heart of the Holy Spirit of God. We can grieve the heart of God by having a rebellious attitude, a disobedient attitude, a stubborn, self-willed attitude, refusing to put away from us those things that the Spirit of the Lord has brought or has convicted us about, a failure to yield unto Him, or disobedience in any area, we can grieve the heart of the Lord. Well, what can happen in the life of a Christian is that we can keep walking and think that, well, that's all right. You know, the Lord is a merciful God. I know that this is a wrong thing. And he chastens us, and he chastens us. And so the life comes to the place to where there is no great glory gotten unto the Lord by that person's life, or even for a ministry, for that matter. The passage of Scripture in which we speak of concerning the glory of the Lord departing is found in the book of 1 Samuel chapter 4 and verse 21. The glory is departed from Israel. Now, the nation was on a path, traveling, living, existing, in a situation being led by a man who acted as the civil judge of the nation of Israel. He had two sons, Hophni and Phinehas, and they were gross in their conduct. They were a disgust to the people. They were reprobates. And the father, Eli, failed to reprove them. Now remember, he is the leader of the land. He's the civil governor. And he is supposed to deal with his own children and set an example for those he was leading. But he did not. And so this put the nation, this lowered the spiritual temperature of the nation. These who were supposed to be zealous for the things of the Lord had grown cold and indifferent to the things of the Lord and were permitting those things that were offensive to the Lord. And so as time went on and the people found themselves in dire straits and they needed help, their response was to fetch the ark when they found themselves fighting their enemy. And those are times when we are brought face to face with our weakness, when there are difficulties for us. And these difficulties are good because they make us look to the place from whence cometh our help. Or it helps us to see in what do we really trust. And as they said, fetch the ark, it will save us against the Philistines, against our enemies. And so they turned to the ark. But the Lord had warned them along the way. Problems had come up. Eli misunderstood a godly woman's prayer. Eli's sons should have brought him to a place to where he was saying, things are not right. But they followed on until the day they were now looking to something else rather than to say, we have offended a holy God. We have offended our God and we must get things right. They didn't do that until the day they said, fetch the ark. It will save us. So we can see where their hope was, not in the Lord, but in something else that pertained to the Lord, that represented the presence of the Lord. You know, we need to stop and ask ourselves today, are we trusting in those former things that remind us and indicated of the blessings of the Lord in days gone by? Lest we should find ourselves in such a situation, looking to something that reminded us of Him and trusting in that. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.